Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network, as Mets fall to the Tigers 9-8 tonight, although Mets pitchers did have 11 strikeouts in this game. And for every strikeout this year, the Mets Radio Network will make a donation to Cars for Kids charity. We're donating. You should, too. Donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com today. Nine of those strikeouts were from Noah Syndergaard. He was getting strikeouts, but he was not getting many outs otherwise. 10 hits allowed, 6 runs in his 5 1/3 innings, as Syndergaard tried to explain away his inconsistencies that have happened so far this year.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm not too certain. I think I have the most confidence in my routine in between starts, getting really good work in, just having a tough time mentally putting it all together.
Mickey said that he noticed you were playing around with your mechanics a lot in between innings, I guess. Was that something that was feeling off again tonight?
Yeah, pitching's really freaking annoying sometimes. It kind of reminds me of my golf swing a little bit. One day you go out there and you feel like you have it figured out, and you go out there the next day and you feel like you're just repeating yourself, but you're not getting the results you want. But, I mean, yeah, the results weren't necessarily great, but I try to take some positive from it. Like, my curveball really improved as the game went on. Was really able to snap that thing down, create some good tilts on it. But, you know, tomorrow's a new day.
You talk about the positives you try and take from it, but at this point, as it starts to build, just what is the level of frustration right now?
It's pretty high, just about as normal as anyone when it comes to just riding this roller coaster. But, you know, back to work tomorrow. It'd been real nice to get 5 in a row. I'm going to take full responsibility on this loss tonight because I just simply didn't get the job done, and offense really came alive. That was a lot of fun to watch and be witness to. Just, you know, we have an offense and a team that's just not going to go down easy. We're always going to have a fight in us.
Now, any reason why you think the home run numbers are so high this year?
Just leaving it in the middle of the plate, throwing the ball where it shouldn't. Once I start to limit that, then I'll probably see the home run numbers come down.
So was the toughest part for you just, you know, you get in that 4-0 hole, the team comes back, and then to give it up again?
Say that again?
Just to give them the lead again after the team had come back for you.
Yeah, as I was probably running out there to get my warm-up pitches in the fifth inning before I faced Cabrera, it's kind of like I knew to myself, I was like, all right, don't give up the lead. That's like putting the thought in the back of your head. It's like you don't want to have that kind of mentality. You just want to go out there and just continue to throw pitches with a lot of conviction and throw competitive pitches and do a very good job of that tonight.
Now, are those types of thoughts more frequent this year when you talk about trying to get over the mental hump? Is that almost, I guess, lack of, I don't know if it's confidence in that moment. Is that more frequent this year?
It's not necessarily confidence. It's just I know I'm aware of the situation and the thought is in the back of my head. So I think that might be kind of what got to me. It's not the fact that, like, oh, I got to go out there and not give up runs. It's just like, okay, we have a lead now. Let's keep that lead, and it's not working for me.
But is that something that had happened in the past with you, or is it just as the struggles have gone on that
it exists from here and there? But I don't think it really was a thing in the past. But there, I mean, there have been glimpses from time to time of that happening. But, like, it's just something you learn from and get over real quick.
No, how often do you look at video after nights like tonight to kind of figure out what's going on?
I mean, not really so often, because I can feel what's really going on wrong out there. I just have a tendency to, my front side always wants to fly open a tad too early. It's just something that I try to work on, and it's going to be my Achilles heel for a while, probably my entire career. It's just got to be able to make an adjustment when it does happen and be able to make quality pitches.
Quality pitches, something that Noah Syndergaard will hope to make for his next start, which will come against the Los Angeles Dodgers. He'll need them then. He's given up 6 runs on 10 hits against the Tigers. Who knows what the Dodgers could do to him, as that is one of the better offenses in the major leagues. Tonight, the Tigers beat the Mets 9-8. So we bring in Ed Coleman. And for the Mets, after riding high, 4 straight wins against Washington, you lose one to this Tiger team. What's the setting in the clubhouse after that?
Well, it was quiet. I think they were a little stunned. Obviously, a team comes in and they're reeling, and they went through a winless homestand, 9 losses in a row, hadn't scored much, and, they get the job done tonight against a pitcher who has really not limited the damage this year. It's kind of frustrating to watch. I'm sure it's more frustrating for Noah to go through it, but, the Mets are trying to shake this one off and go out and get the next 2, take the series, and then go out to L.A. But at the same time, to get things blunted the way they were tonight, plus you had the lead at 1.2. You came all the way back down 4-0, and you're on top 5-4, and then back and forth. But it is frustrating, watching Noah. When you look at, what he was able to do last year in keeping the damage down, Wayne, he had, 25 starts and no more than 4 runs allowed in any of them, and he's already given up 5 or more, basically half his starts, 5 starts in 11 this year. So that's very frustrating, I'm sure, for him.
And for Drew Gagneau tonight, frustration as well. He allowed the lead to go away in the top of the 7th inning. How did he explain his night?
Yeah, I asked whether he had his good changeup, and he felt he did. He just made a big mistake, obviously, to Jacoby Jones, and that's another frustrating moment, too. You get 2 outs there. Frazier had a couple of good plays at third to get the first 2 outs, and you can get 1 more and get out of that jam, but he couldn't do it. And, it's just one of those nights. He did say, listen, you've got to shake that off, and, tomorrow I'll come back and get the job done. It's positive thinking, so you got to think that way. But, he's been very good up until tonight. Unfortunately, they needed that tonight, and he couldn't do it.
Aaron Altherr bidding to stay around for a little bit longer?
Yeah, apparently. You look at the numbers, and that came out of nowhere. But he has had pinch-hit home runs before. I guess that's, kind of a prerequisite for joining this club. If you get here and you have your first Met at bat, you've got to slam one into the seats. That was a nice moment for him. I don't know if that's going to stretch out his stay here, but at the same time, you can't do much more than that. You're asked to deliver in the clutch and in a pinch hit, and he did. So, we've seen Altherr, in Philadelphia and have some decent success. Certainly not this year and not of late. But I think he'll probably end up going down to AAA and getting some at-bats there and getting the groove back.
What do you think has gone into the Mets just collectively being as good as they have been with their pinch hitters?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I remember back, I guess it was 2 years ago at the end of the season, Brandon Nimmo did an excellent job pinch hitting. And I was a little surprised at that because it's tough when you have younger kids going up there and trying to do that. It's usually, more a veteran's job. But I do think they keep ready. J.D. Davis, Dominic, he didn't get the job done tonight, obviously. But I do think they're in the cage a lot. I think they work with Slate back there. And, Chile's done a pretty good job of keeping them ready and keeping them abreast and who they might face. So I think they're pretty well prepared. I think that obviously helps a lot. But you still have to get up there and come through. That's not easy, and they've done a great job at it.
All right, Ed, we will talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Wayne. Thanks.
Mets lose to the Tigers 9-8 tonight.